Derry City fullback Ben Doherty joins me to look ahead to Derry's crunch game with Shelburne. Ben, before we look ahead to Shelburne, let's look back at the last couple of weeks, because it's been pretty hectic with games, obviously ups and downs on there. Let's start, unfortunately, a bit of a downer going out of Europe. I think it's fair to say Derry gave everything on that second leg. Things went against them on the night. How difficult was it to accept what happened over the two legs at the end on that Thursday night?
I think the damage was probably done on the first leg, to be honest. I don't think we give a good account of ourselves out there. And then obviously, as you say, it's an uphill battle from there. But I thought the second leg, I don't think we could have been faulted for the effort and the quality probably that we played with. I think we were very good, and I think we created enough chances to win two games. But as you say, some things went against us. Obviously, the sending off's the main talking point. As I say, the damage was done on the first leg out there. So obviously, we're disappointed. But hopefully now that it can be a wee bit of a shining light that we've turned it around since then.
Regardless of the outcome on Monday, Derry still have 10 games left in the season. So it's far from over, or far from any, regardless of winning or losing or drawing.
It's going to be built up like that. Obviously, it's on TV and stuff now, and everyone's going to build it as this top two clash. But there's nothing handed out after the game on Monday. It's another game. It's something that we just have to prepare our best for. We've had a 2-week break now. It's just about keeping the legs ticking over. We've had a good week of training, and it's one that now that we're all looking forward to on Monday. But as you say, it'll be built up to be something a lot bigger than what it is. Obviously, it's a massive game, but as players, we can't look too much on it in that sense of it's a one game where we have to win. You can't just come out swinging either. You have to approach the game in a certain way, and that's something we'll do going down there, because it's going down to a difficult venue as well, and they are top of the league for a reason. So we have to give them all that respect. But it's definitely a massive game to look forward to as players, and it's the ones you want to be playing in those top of the table clashes.
Yeah, see, the fact that it's on TV as well, does that make any difference to the players? I know you've done it before, but the fact it's TV, everyone's going to be, it's a bank holiday Monday in the South as well. There's going to be loads of people watching. There's no all real football on that night. You know, there's no Euros anymore. The Premier League's not started yet. That's going to be the full focus. Is that something that players, you just embrace that, God, everyone's going to be watching type of thing?
It's never really built up too much, because you never know who's watching anyways with everything that the access that people have to games nowadays. So you never know who's watching anyways, and it's not something you worry about. And as a player, you just want to perform your best, no matter if there's 10 people watching or 10,000 people watching. You just want to go out and do what you've worked on in training that week and execute the game plan. So no, I wouldn't say it makes much of a difference, but it just adds to the excitement as players, and there'll be a buzz around the place, and the TV cameras will be there, and it'll be a buzz for the fans as well. So we're definitely all looking forward to it.
Ben, finally, I know we've started, says it's not all about Monday, but this is a team that's top of the league. They've been on a brilliant form all season. How big of a statement would it be if Derry City come away with 3 points on Monday night?
That's massive. I think it just swings everything back around. But then again, when you look at it from Shelburne's point of view, if they were to get beat on Monday night, then they have 10 games as well, and we have 10 games. So there's still 30 points up for grabs. You know what I mean? You can't rule anybody out at this stage. So we have to just look forward to Monday now and try and go down there and win 3 points. And then we just have to tick them off one by one and try and get as many points out of the 30 as we possibly can.